Guangdong Province registered 5 new asymptomatic cases of COVID-19 on Thursday. 3 of the cases were found in the provincial capital, Guangzhou. One was reported in Shenzhen, the other in Foshan. The province also reported one imported COVID-19 case on Thursday in Zhanjiang. The patient entered the city from Egypt. By the end of Thursday, Guangdong Province had reported over 2,400 cases, including over 1,000 imported ones. Senior Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi says solidarity and cooperation have been a distinctive feature of China's relationship with Croatia. Yang made the remarks on meeting with Croatian leaders during his one-day official visit to the country. Yang says the two countries should deepen cooperation in areas like infrastructure, technology, business, people-to-people exchanges, and tourism. The Croatian leaders have pledged to maintain high-level exchanges with China and play a positive role in promoting the further development of EU-China relations. 2 inactivated vaccines developed by Sinopharm have proven to be safe and effective against COVID-19 in Phase 3 human trials. A study by the Journal of the American Medical Association says the 2 inactivated vaccines both showed efficacy of above 70% based on the interim analysis of the ongoing trials. Wang Guicheng is with Peking University First Hospital. He says the study is the first to publish the Phase 3 trial results of such vaccines.
A Phase 3 clinical trial of COVID-19 vaccine is a random comparative study conducted in epidemic areas, in which one group of participants are given genuine vaccines, while the other are given placebo shots. All participants then proceed with their normal lives and work in society. Finally, we analyze the number of cases in each group and use them to calculate the protection rates.
The vaccination procedure requires 2 injections with an interval of 21 days. The study says the trials are still ongoing overseas, and long-term efficacy of the 2 Chinese vaccines for COVID-19 prevention needs to be further evaluated. A Chinese envoy has asked for action from the UN Security Council to address the Palestinian-Israeli issue. Chinese Permanent Representative to the UN, Zhang Jun, says the Security Council bears the primary responsibility for the maintenance of international peace and security and must address the Palestinian-Israeli issue and reaffirm its support for a 2-state solution. He's called for efforts to push the 2 parties to relaunch equal-footed dialogue to rebuild trust and overcome their differences. He's also called on the international community to act with without delay and provide humanitarian assistance to Palestine through multiple channels. The United States says it's decided not to rejoin the Open Skies Treaty, which allows unarmed surveillance flights over member countries. The U.S. withdrew from the multilateral arms control agreement last November under former President Donald Trump, accusing Russia of violating it. The State Department said in a statement that the U.S. took the decision not to rejoin the treaty due to Russia's failure to take any action to return to compliance. Moscow has denied the allegations of flouting the Open Skies Treaty. An event themed on the ancient Sanxingdui ruins will be held today in Guanghan, Sichuan Province. The event is set to introduce the latest achievements involving archaeological excavation at the site and unveil key projects on promoting Sanxingdui culture globally. It's dubbed one of the greatest archaeological finds of the 20th century.